It's funny, Jesus is getting all of the publicity that he could possibly want. Crowds are coming from everywhere. He has to sit in a boat on the water in order to keep people from crushing him. And yet, is this why he came? I don't know how many of you saw it the other day. There was a news article. I couldn't tell whether they were being critical of the Pope or not, but you know, he was in an audience, all these people around him, and a woman grabbed him and pulled him towards herself and basically almost caused the Holy Father to lose his balance and fall. And in response, the Holy Father smacked her hand to get her to let go of him. What was she going to do with him? I mean, I know Italian grandmothers very well. I mean, and you know, they get like that, you know. But seriously, what was she going to do with him? His response of smacking her, kind of bringing her to her senses, make her realize, well, what are you doing? Why do you think all those people were showing up to hear Jesus, to see him? A thousand reasons, right? To be healed, to be set free from the oppression of the evil one. Those are very pious answers. How about to be entertained? Do you think anybody was like, hey, you know, it's Thursday night, we ain't got nothing to do. Jesus, I hear, is in town. Hey, why don't we go? Because I'm sure we're going to see something pretty cool. You know? It's going to be a pretty good show. I'm sure he's going to heal people. That'd be pretty cool to see, right? Withered hand just the other day. All made sound. That was pretty cool. The people are coming, not for all good, pious, wonderful reasons, but they are coming. And Jesus is taking the opportunity to do what he came to do. To heal their relationship with God. You know, at times, just want to say, you know, how spectacular is that, right? For the person around, it's really unobservable, don't you think? Not like a hand, not like someone laying on the ground foaming at the mouth, you know, being exercised. He came to heal people's relationship with God. I asked a very blunt question this morning at the children's mass, and I really couldn't believe I had actually asked that of children, because I always have to tread lightly on the subject matter. But how many of the people that Jesus healed died afterwards? All of them. Did you realize that, right? Every healing that Jesus did, all of those people who he healed from physical ailments, from diseases, from sickness, from leukemia, from leprosy, from diabetes, from blindness, from lameness, from everything, they all died. You do realize that, right? Even Lazarus, who he raised from the dead, later dies, right? So what do we draw close to Jesus for? A passing healing? Jesus wanted to heal their relationship with God. He wanted them to have eternal life. He wanted to place the gift of his Holy Spirit deep within their hearts. He wanted them to be able to pass through death unto eternal life in him. through him, with him. And yet many of them came for all of the wrong reasons. What is the reason that you draw close to Jesus? You don't have to say your answers out loud like I made the kids this morning do. Actually, I don't think I made them do that. Why do you draw close to Jesus? Because you are afraid? Because you want to be healed? First things first, my brothers and sisters. Just like in the gospel text, the first thing that Jesus wants to do for you and for me is the miraculous healing of our relationship with God and each other. Start there. And experience the grace of a radical transformation of life that is greater than sickness and death. Amen.